right, so we're doing this again.
Yes, we're going to give it another shot.
Yeah, try it out and do a little chat ski here. And yeah. So, you know, my Snapchat, you give me a hard time because I'm trying to incorporate snapping.
If you are ever worried about what Jenya's doing or where she is,
right.
Snapchat.
So I read an article about, I'm not going to go too detailed in it, but like people want to know more about you and da-di-da. So that's what I try to do. So I did mention on my Snapchat that a certain movie came out.
Yes.
And I was excited. So I went to a store and I bought it. And I was like, Jaren, he didn't take a nap today. My son, 4 years old. I said, I'm going to go home and play with him and enjoy time with him and then put him to bed early.
Right.
And watch said movie. So it's the last 50 Shades of Grey movie. 50 Shades Freed, I think it's called. So.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, you would know it. Yeah.
Because I know what the other 48 are.
Because you know the time I sent the movies with you home so your wife could watch them. You're like, I'm not walking out of this building with these movies under my armpit.
No, I refused. You had to walk them out to my car for me.
You hit them under like some random stuff you had already. But anyway, so I was like, okay, mom time. I'm going to watch this movie. I'm going to snap about it. I snapped about the movie, of course. So it just turned into one of those situations where I was like, is this my penance for having just a little bit of me time, just an adult woman moment?
Is what your penance?
Well, so I got done with the movie. It was late. It was later than usual because normally I'm like 9:30, you know, 10 o'clock. I'm passed
deuces.
Out. Yeah, all done. Right. Once the baby's asleep, I'll call him a baby forever. Once he's asleep, I'm tired too. But I was like, I'm up. Yeah, I'm going to go get me a soda out the fridge. I'm feeling good. I might watch something on the DVR, whatever. And then my foot goes down and I'm like, what is that in
bah,
the kitchen?
Bah, bah.
Oh, and you're like, that, nothing's worse than a soggy sock. I would rather have a root canal than a soggy sock. That's a bet.
Having not had a root canal and no basis for comparison,
I'm okay with it.
Okay. See,
they gave me the right drugs, though, so it wasn't that bad. Yeah.
None of us knew that.
Yeah. Well, I had the laughing juice. I mean, I was apparently humming songs the whole time. But
most people do. Check YouTube.
Yeah. So my foot goes down, and you're like, oh, no. And I have a Boston Terrier, Lucci. He's 7 years old. I mean, real chill. One of the most chill Boston Terriers. He's excited when people come over, but then
I know
he calms
that all
down.
Too well.
He calms down after 30 minutes. It's fine. He gets over it quick because he's lazy. So I'm like, oh, he left me a surprise in the kitchen. And he's a good dog. He's very well house trained. So I was like, this is strange. And it was dose. It was a dose.
Hooray, numerical clarification.
Yeah. I'm going to be as PG as possible with this and not as gross.
It's the chocolate pudding emoji.
Yeah, there you go. Chocolate pudding. Thanks. I'll never eat that again. I was like, okay, let's clean this up, take my socks off, put that in the washing machine, start a load of laundry that I didn't need to start.
Three in the morning.
Yeah, it's like early. It's like late or early in the morning, however you want to look at the glass. And I wear contacts. So I was like, I'm going to take my contacts out. I need a fresh pair tomorrow. So I'll go ahead and do this, go to bed, bing, bang, boom, accident avoided, cleaned up, whatever. Go in my bedroom, other foot goes down. I'm like, what is that? And then it's vomit. And I was like, what's wrong with you? Are you dying? Are you okay? What is happening here? Or am I going to kill you for making unnecessary messes in my home? I can't take this.
That is the million-dollar question that I always run into.
Right.
It's like, how bad is it? Because they can't tell us. Animals can't tell
us. They just look at you like, I mean, there's certain things that he'll look at me and be like, you know what's up. I got to go outside.
Something's not right.
Yeah. But he was acting fine. He was just, because you know, he has a droopy face. I'm like, okay. I mean, if you could look at him, his voice would be like, well, I guess we're going to go to bed
now.
He
looks like Eeyore on Laughing Gas.
Yeah, and
he's
when
he's super
happy,
excited
like,
to see you, but it's like,
and then
okay.
He's like, oh, you're here? Okay, that's great. Wonderful. Let's go to bed, okay? I'm going to sit here and lay on the couch. So he was fine. It didn't seem like, you know, his nose was cold. He didn't see. But I'm sitting here like, oh, my gosh. So, mind you, I'm blind as a bat. No contacts in. No glasses on because I had a little bit of hubris. I was like, take these out and go on.
Where's Waldo moment?
Yeah, I mean, cell phone flashlight on. And I'm like, I'm cleaning this mess up.
Oh, my gosh.
In the midst of that, 4-year-old Jaren wakes up. My son, Mama, what's that? And he steps in it. Oh no. And then he's dragging his little foot down the hallway with it. I'm like, oh, please stop. So then that, you know, got to clean him up, got to clean me up, got to clean the floor up, got to make sure the dog's cool. Okay, whatever. So then we go to bed. 4:30, I hear some like trickly kind of sound. I'm like, what is that? Dog's done it again.
Oh, no.
Right next to the door, like my bedroom door. So I had to find it. I could smell it. And it was dos again.
Graphic. Oh, goodness, it's graphic. So Jenya had a rough night.
It was rough. So I'm cleaning that up. I let him outside. I'm like, are you all right? So then, of course, I feel bad. And I'm like, well, I'm going to kind of stay, you know, for the most part awake with you to make sure you're okay. Fine. Like, it was nothing. It's cool. So I get up, shower, get ready for work. Fine. So the whole premise of it is, it's like those moments where you're like, I love this child, this animal, with all of my heart. But there are times where I'm like, can you give me a break?
But it's not just that. It's one of, to me, it's more of we're panicking immediately.
Right.
Now, my wife and I don't have kids.
Yet.
Yet. We're going to get there. So fortunately, I get to live all this vicariously through Jenya. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And then when you have your child, I get to spoil it, you know, be like Auntie Jenya and be like, here, I gave him or her a Hershey bar and it's nap time.
The biggest thing for me is the uncertainty. I got home the other day. No big deal. Everything is as normal. Our dog, Nessie, barks at anything that moves outside. She believes it needs to be announced to the world. I mean, she is a radar. She hears everything, sees everything.
She's like Corgi on a mission.
Oh, not everything requires immediate attention.
Right.
Well, she's barking. They're excited when I get home. A few minutes later, she barks at the door.
Mm.
One bark, normal. Next bark, nothing.
So she was making like the motion?
It was that high-pitched, a hoarse. Like, there's no bass. And I'm like, oh, no.
Almost like if you stepped on your dog's paw, like, oh, God.
But
like
there was that. No screech. There was there was nothing other than that coughing sound or, you know, if you lose your voice.
Right.
And a bark. And it wasn't
strange.
A gradual. It was just
all of a sudden
gone.
And so I'm what like, happened to her throat? What's going on?
How severe is this? What's the problem? What's
Does
protocol?
She swallow something? What's happening?
And her behavior has not changed at all. She's still like, look, there's stuff outside. Look, there's a ball. Hooray!
But like, smoker's
it's just
cough.
Different. Right, exactly. And we have no idea. And I'm like, well, what do I do? I'm not sure. Neither of us can decide what we're going to do. So I'm like, well, I'll just get up, take her to the vet. I'll just go first thing in the morning. No big deal. But the uncertainty and the biggest thing is we don't know.
Yeah.
You live in that box of, all right, everything's cool. And then it's not. And it's, whoa.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Freak out. And then you're like, do I go to the vet at 2 in the morning? Do I take the whole house there? Do I stay here and wait it out? I lose sleep.
Right.
And in the end, you're like, I was the jerk that freaked out for nothing.
Well, and that seems to be what we have come across. Because
Got
her on medication. You know, that was the doctor's suggestion. They said, we don't see anything. Glance, nothing looks to be an infection, but it's not uncommon. Sent her back home. By the end of the day, after she had her first dose, it was already starting to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it could have been anything. She could have popped a vocal cord. She could, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
And
she could have swallowed
surgery,
like the squeaker in the toy or whatever. Yeah.
Where it's not choking, but it inhibits her ability to bark. The biggest thing is the uncertainty. You don't know.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, with you having a little one, he's coming into his own. He's able to tell you more and
he's
more.
He's at
the
age now. Yeah. Like at 4, it's finally to the point where he's like, my tummy hurts. But like for the longest time, like that time he fractured his leg and he wouldn't walk. And I'm like, what is happening? 2 years old and he wouldn't walk. And I'm like, what are we going to do here? And then when he went to his doctor, his pediatrician at that moment, Dr. McConaughey, who was great. He's passed away now, but really an awesome guy. And he just pulled on his leg and Jaren winced and none of us noticed the wince, but he did. He was like that in tune with the kids. Like, and he was like, I'm sorry, little guy, something's wrong. Long story short, we had a cast for a couple weeks and then later on we found out I had have gallbladder surgery the next week. So I'm like, I can't hold you and carry around. Someone carry around my son.
Right.
He can't walk. But
The only reason they squeezed him in was because he's tiny. He fits in small spaces.
He does. I mean, he could fit in my back pocket right now if I had a bigger pocket. But it's that kind of like, I guess when you grow up, like as a child, and you have younger siblings or you have a pet, you have an animal, you're like, okay, this is great, you know. But then when you become an adult, you know, I think once you get to that point where you're like, mortgages and bills and working and you only have a couple of weeks of vacation and
spending money you don't make.
Yeah, you're like, well, we do need those adult things that you never thought you'd get to. Then put into perspective taking care of someone else and making sure their needs
are
met.
Yeah.
That's
you become the adult. I realize. Now, I'm going to preface this because I know there are going to be people that are going to be, I'm not saying taking care of a kid is the same as taking care of a pet. I'm saying the uncertainties
different.
And the inability to communicate.
Right, right, right.
That's
what
we're talking.
Especially in the early stages. So we're talking like infant to like 2, 3, early
about
three.
The time words roll in.
Yeah, because
roll out.
You're kind of like, I have to make the decision here.
Right.
I have to make sure everything's okay because I don't want to look like a jerk because we didn't go to the doctor. But then
right.
I don't want to be like, it's 3 in the morning and we went to the doctor because, you ate some grass that you shouldn't have eaten.
Right. Right.
On both accounts, the kid or the dog.
Right. And let's be honest. As much as I love the ability of WebMD and the things they bring.
It's scary.
It is catastrophe status.
Don't be Dr. Google.
They don't start with a cold. They start with,
the worst thing ever.
He got hit by a car, didn't he?
Yeah.
No.
You have 10 seconds to live. You better close this browser out real quick.
Right. Yeah. It's like going to the old death clock website. Yeah. No.
Please no. Yeah.
Right. Same thing. It's always, you better watch out. It's the worst case.
Yeah.
So
0 to 60.
It's just one of those things when we talked about it this morning, you were like, oh, geez, here's what I had.
Right.
I had the same thing.
Yeah.
So it was just interesting to see the correlation because you have both a pet and a kid versus my wife and I having
just pets. Yeah.
But still having that similar uncertainty.
Yeah, because you want to be a good caregiver. You want to be a good caretaker. You want to be the responsible parent, if you will. And that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So if anyone's listening and you're expecting, I mean, congratulations, number one.
Hooray!
Whether it's a new animal or a new baby, but it's a lot.
If you're pregnant with an animal, we need to talk. Just saying. The way you said that was, I'm sorry. If you're pregnant with an animal.
It's like your punctuation makes
sense. You need to call us because we won't have you in here.
We need to go to the circus and get you a sideshow going on if that's the case. But
make sure they cover travel.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even want to go there. Oh, my gosh, I don't want to go there. It's a lot to undertake. And then when you throw in the mix of, like, normal life stuff, you're like, okay, I work. Take the kids to do this or take the dogs and cats to do this. It's crazy. So you're not alone if you stress out. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I'll be straight up, I feel like the worst parent in the world sometimes over the stupidest things. And then I look back and I'm like, he alive, ain't he? Well, it's not like, I mean, I say that jokingly, but if you knew me, I am helicopter mom.
Yes, very much so.
Here she comes, MASH. But
insert MASH theme.
Yeah. He and I have a pretty special bond. So I think, especially like with the way he came about and like just the health issues that I had having him, I think in the back of my mind, it's almost like PTSD kind of. So anytime we have those instances, I am like,
You're doubly on it.
Where I'd have to call one time my dog, you know, he poked at the dog wrong. And, you know, like I said, Lucci, chill. Lucci kind of nicked at him. But it wasn't like, oh, he ripped his face. I mean, he just nicked like his earlobe. And there was a little blood coming out. And I was like, and I had to call my parents. They're like, it's fine. It's a little nick. Put a little Band-Aid on it. A little peroxide. It healed up the next day.
Right.
But Jaren's screaming because he doesn't understand what happened. So, yeah. So, it's fun. It's crazy. It's a wild ride. But the uncertainty, I think that's the whole gist of it.
That's been the biggest thing with this. And I, like I said, we're looking forward to being parents.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that
journey.
Gonna
be great.
Because it's going to be there. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know,
then
those
I'll be the friend you call. I'll be like,
it's what
okay.
do we do? Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. By I'll now, you're just like, oh, look, he fell in the grass. Get up.
Yeah. Oh, he dropped that and ate that cookie. There is no 10-second rule. It's fine.
No,
did it fall in anything? Okay.
Right. And we're looking forward to that concept because,
but
it's also interesting to see that this is almost like training. Again,
the
in
responsibility.
A very non-direct or indirect way.
Yeah. You're not saying like, well.
The responsibility and the accountability is there.
Right.
With the including challenge of not being able to know what's going on.
Right.
So it's always interesting. We thought that was a pretty cool correlation.
Yeah. So who knew like a movie night turned into what's going on with my dog and then the kid thrown into it. That's a cool way to kind of throw that subject out there. So.
Yeah, we thought that was cool. It happened to hit at the right time.
Yeah,
and you're going to get that a lot from us. We're going to have some stuff, I hope, as we move along and this seems to get some traction that we're hoping for.
Uh-huh.
You guys are going to get an idea of not only what we do on a day-to-day basis, but you're going to get to know us more.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we want to be relatable. It's not. We just don't want to be the voices you hear.
Right.
Because we're coming into your homes and you're letting us in through all of our other ventures in the station.
Right.
I think for us, we want to find that balance of we're people just like everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just normal people. We go to grocery stores. We go to shopping malls. I mean, it's the same thing, but we're looking at this as a way to just, what happened yesterday?
Connect. Yeah. It's a cool way to connect. It's almost like when you're a kid and you go to the grocery store and you see your teacher and you're like, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, she eats food.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, of course she does. And she takes a bath and she probably walks the dog and she probably has a family outside of all you children.
Right.
So it's a neat way to kind of reach out because, you know, you can live the Facebook world, but everything there isn't. It's kind of like
sunshine and rainbows,
silk screen sometimes.
Yeah.
But, so this is fun. But if you have a name suggestion for this, maybe
that's where I was going with that. Is like we're regular people, just like you guys, but we're not name people. So we're just trying to feel this out.
I'm more the most indecisive person in the world. Like
my wife would say the same.
Of me?
No, of me. No, of me.
Of you? Oh, that's why we mesh so well. I mean, if we could go to the restaurant, I don't care. That'd be great, you know.
I'm pretty sure I don't. A restaurant named I Don't Care would make billions.
It would. I mean,
let's go to I Don't Care, yeah. And then you roll up.
You have every kind of food.
We're gonna have to talk about that. Yeah, Indecisive will eventually be something else.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
But if you've got topics for us that you want us to cover, if we can relate to it, I know that's a little different, tell us. We want to know.
Yeah, and if you have a name suggestion for this rambling sesh.
Within reason, please.
That'd be nice. PG, this is a family show.
Yes. Most of it.
Yeah, for the most part.
Except Virginia's movie choices.
I didn't go into depth what's it about. You guys know what it's about.
I don't, but that's okay.
It's about paint swatches. 50 shades of this color.